Pretty much last year was pretty much just right in the game. He's had a couple of days of practice with his line mates and stuff. It's a lot different when, you know, playing forward and defense. I think we have to be patient in our assessment of things, you know. Because when you're a defenseman, the whole game's in front of you, and you're watching the whole game. When you're up front, you're in the middle, and it's a way different game. But I think he can be an effective player for us, you know. But I think he has adjusted to it. But it's, you're going to have to get in the game and start playing, you know. Well, for me, I mean, I just don't throw stuff on the wall, see what sticks. So I'm trying to calculate this thing to see what works the best, you know. So I don't think you ever go into a situation here coaching and not think things out. There's always risk. I mean, you just don't know. You don't know if it's going to be the solution or not. That's the thing. You try it and see how it goes. You just got to pay attention to what's going on.
He was very neutral. Was enthusiasm this morning. Is there anything you can say or do to up that enthusiasm?
No, if his play starts out being good, maybe that'll bring some enthusiasm in him and in our team, you know. No, I think it's, you know, the thing is that it draws a lot of attention to him too, you know, so that's the tough part as well. I mean, he's got a fair amount of attention to him as it is. And this just draws more in a position that he probably doesn't have a lot of comfort in at this point. So that would make anybody nervous. And I think it's only fair that he is a little uncomfortable. I can understand how he can be a little neutral in those areas, you know. I think if he had his choice, I don't know that forward would be the position that he would play, you know. So, but he's willing to help the team, and that's the way we'll do it for now.
Claude, is one of the big adjustments on per shift basis, like he's usually in the high 50s, sometimes 101, 102 for an average shift time. Will that be his biggest adjustment, getting that down to the high 40s, low 50s?
Well, I don't think he's going to be able to play at the 101s. The 101s that he gets is because he doubles up on the power play a lot. So the shift length will go from whatever, a minute and 20 sometimes if he's on the power play. So that ends up skewing your minutes. But the other thing is that as a forward, you can't play really a minute. That's too long. You're not very efficient on the ice if you're playing that long, you know. But that'll be an adjustment for him, you know, as well. He probably will get to about 45, 50 seconds. But the other thing is that finding your place to change on the ice is quite a bit different as a forward versus a defenseman, and especially in the second period where your bench is a little farther distance away from, you know, from the key end.
Evander King skated for a little bit today.
Yeah, he tried it. It wasn't that great, you know. So I don't think he's a player. He's not a player in tonight's game, you know. So we didn't really expect him to be, you know. I think he thought that maybe it'd feel better than it actually did, and it wasn't that great. And so we just allowed him to try and see how it went.
The lower body.
Are we going through this again today? Can somebody help him out? It's his hand. So it depends where he puts his hand.
I said he tried it enough.
Yeah, no, it's his hand. So we went through this yesterday.
No, I know. He said he was out and didn't work, so I was wondering if it was lower.
Oh, yeah. Pardon
me if this was done yesterday, but expectations on Odell.
Well, I think you've got to keep things in perspective. I mean, first of all, he's a natural center that's played center. He hasn't really played wing, but he's an offensive player. He's had some offensive production in the American League and was the same in junior. So we'll see how it goes with Eric, and we'll just put him in a situation where he can play with smart players. And I think that he's played in a situation where he's been more of a checking type player. So I think in all fairness to him, and with Mark Scheifele, I think it's potentially a good fit. We'll see how it goes, you know. But he's playing on the left side. He's a right-hand shot, so it's going to be an adjustment for him. But there's no expectations for him. I don't need him to carry our team.
Right.
You know, he's a guy that can create offense. We want him to be responsible just like everybody else. And if he can create something with that line, then that would be great. That's what we're trying to see if that can fit.
Columbus?
Well, they played last night. They played a pretty good game. I watched the third period. I was out, so I didn't have the opportunity to watch the others. But I know them. They play a fairly simple game. Bobrovsky, I thought, was excellent last night. Played real well. Obviously got the shutout, but I thought he was sharp. I thought his focus was great. And, you know, they got some good young players. They've had a big makeover there since I was there. And they're playing. When you look at the numbers, both teams are similar in numbers. You know, so it should be makes itself for a good matchup tonight.
How different are they with Horton now?
Well, he was a little bit of a factor when I watched in the third. You know, made a couple of good plays. Yeah, he's a good player. Certainly gives them more depth up front and a guy that can create some offense.
What do you want to see from your team tonight after all these changes?
Well, I just like to see some enthusiasm. And I mean, changes are one thing, but you got to put your work boots on. You know, I'd like to see some enthusiasm and some tenacity in the way we play. That's what we want to see, you know. But everything else aside, for me, it's the winning battles and the details in the games. That's what we're looking for.
With Pop out of the defensive rotation and the way the Bears, the morning skate today, will you have a greater reliance on the top four?
Well, you'd like to say yes, by design maybe that you would, but it's always dependent on how we play, like you got to go with who's going. Like, it's like minutes. Somebody asked me about minutes yesterday. Well, who's going to take his minutes? Well, sometimes six guys play 18, 19 minutes. Sometimes guys play 28 because they're going. Depends on the game. Depends on what's happening in the game. Are you chasing the game? That type of thing. So, I would expect that the minutes are going to be moved around a little bit with the top four, and who's going to take? Like, he will not be killing penalties. He'll be on the power play as a defenseman, and then we'll work it with the other guys. So, where all these things are going to get allotted, it's going to be dependent on how they play. So we need people to step up and play in certain situations and play better, and we'll be watching that and monitoring that as well.